At the beginning, the sign says where basketball meets technology, and that's really what it is here. This is a great place, a cool place.
Cool.
And we're on the upper deck of this facility as the basketball floors are beneath us, and we were here earlier, and there were kids practicing, and there were some moms, I think, waiting for the kids to be done, and they were just kind of sitting up here relaxing, doing their thing, and, you know, it's really cool what they've done here.
It would have been bad news bears sticking a 12-year-old Rocco Nucci in here. I don't know if you would have got me out of here, honestly. This is very cool in here.
And now it's time to bring in the head coach of the Wellington Lady Dukes, and that's Nathan Morris. He's in his eighth year. Last year went 12-10. And first off, Coach, hard to believe another year is right around the corner, but great to see you, and thanks for making the trip up to North Ridgeville tonight.
Hey, thanks very much for having me, and this is a fantastic facility up here.
So tell us about this year's Wellington Dukes.
Well, this year's Wellington Dukes is kind of a different squad. We've got some girls that have varsity experience, but mostly in role. They have different roles, you know, lesser roles last year. And so we're going to be looking for them to step up and see what they can do.
So when you say that, I would imagine that's quite a challenge to try to get them to step up. Are you talking more for like from a scoring standpoint that
yeah.
you need
yep.
some young ladies to get that confidence and decide that they can yep. go ahead and look for their shot?
So we have one returning starter back, Brooke Lemkuhl, and you know she put up maybe 10-12 points a game, 7 rebounds a game as a freshman last year.
Wow.
And so the other four that we'll probably have in our starting lineup this year all came off the bench and averaged 3 points, 2 points, 2 points, 1 point. So we're going to be looking to them to step their game up a little bit this year.
Now, I know Coach Apple from Avon Lake, we had him on already. He kind of talked similar things with getting his offense going, just getting more confidence with some of those girls. How do you go about that? Is that just more open look through scrimmages, open looks through some scrimmages, I should say? Is that just kind of being in their ear and giving them that confidence? How do you try and go about that?
Just trying to get confidence any way that we can. We've been doing a lot more up and down this year to try to get them in better condition so they're not – in a third and fourth quarter, their legs are good and can still shoot. So we've done a lot more shooting this year, and we're getting up and down a little bit more this year as well.
What's the next step for Brooke as a player? I know we kind of talked about her impact as a freshman already. What's kind of yep. next for her?
So Brooke worked pretty hard in the offseason, trying to improve her outside game a little bit, free throw line, ball handling. So you may see her in different locations rather than just the post this year.
Okay.
And when you're trying to develop those other young ladies offensively, you probably need Brooke to step up at the beginning of the year until maybe those other young ladies get that confidence, get that roles, or is that something that you look to do in scrimmages right away?
Sure, we've been trying to do that in scrimmages a little bit this summer. You know, one of the big pieces of our summer is we do very little 5-on-5 in the summer, which kind of sounds weird. We do more 3-on-3. And so it gives those girls an opportunity to touch the ball, gives them an opportunity to gave them an opportunity to play a little bit bigger role, trying to score and defend. We don't want to put any extra pressure on Brooke. Brooke's going to be Brooke, but we really need those other girls to step up.
Defensively, how tough can it be? Maybe getting some of those girls who didn't see a ton of varsity minutes last year to kind of understand what it takes from a physicality standpoint to defend it at a varsity level.
I think we'll be okay defensively,
good.
Honestly. Some of those girls were our better defenders last year.
Okay.
So, our biggest concern is putting points on the board. We got to be able to score points to win basketball games. I mean, you can play as much defense as you want, and I know people, say defense wins championships. But you also have to put points on the board.
I imagine getting out and pushing a little bit would be something you're looking to do with defense winning championships, like you said, but defense can also lead to offense.
Yep, absolutely. Definitely looking to push the tempo a little bit more than we have in the past, and maybe trying to get some cheap, easy buckets
from time to time.
You try to score some points with your defense as well. That'll help out.
A little full court pressure maybe mixed in there from time to time this season.
We'll see. We got to get in better shape.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
Coach, you say you've got to get better shape, but is that something that you just, basketball shape is different. So is that just running them? While practice is going on, I mean, how do you go about doing that?
So luckily we've had the girls that we have right now have been around for a long time. In fact, I've been their coach since third grade, the juniors. I coached their youth team from third grade all the way up to this year. So they fundamentally have a lot going for them. And so we've done a ton more 5-on-5 this year, and less of the skill work, unfortunately, has kind of taken a back seat, where we've trying to get up and down a little bit more, and try to get them in shape quicker.
Coach, where do you see yourself in the league? Or maybe a better question is, how do you see the league this year?
Yeah, the league, I think, is up this year for the LC8. I think that everybody is chasing Columbia and Keystone. And I think you also have to throw Firelands in there as well, because they've won it the past few years. Until somebody knocks them off, you know, you have to give them that respect. I feel, personally, that we can compete with any team in our league. But I'm not sure we're there consistency-wise. We'll be able to be consistent enough to win it. But maybe we can play spoiler or, you know, compete to give some of those top-notch teams some issues this year.
Have you gotten the girls to buy into that same type of mindset?
I think they're there. Yep, cool. I do. I think that our girls think that they can compete with everybody. I think that our girls think that they could win the league. As a coach, I'm not sure we're there, but I love that enthusiasm from them.
What's going to be the key for you? You keep mentioning offense, but is that the key if you're going to have the type of year you want?
Yeah, absolutely, okay. It is. And like I said, the girls they have varsity experience, but them stepping up, it's going to be it for us. Really, they've got the skill, they've got the talent to do it. We'll see what they can do.
There you go.
Well, Nathan, we really appreciate the time. We're up against it with the clock here. Yep. But, again, thanks so much, and want to wish you the best of luck this year.
I appreciate you guys having me.
Thank you. It's our pleasure. That's Nathan Morris, the 8th-year head coach of the Wellington Jets. We're going to take a timeout. We'll bring up Ryan Joyner from